AirCats.com. Classic AirCats.
And now, more of the Big 89 Rewind with Larry Lujack and Tommy Edwards.
Music Radio WLS Chicago.
And we're back in the saddle
again.
Oh, but we sure ain't Donna Roma.
No.
Yeah, if your clock radio just went off, you're probably wondering, what the hell is this?
Who are these guys?
I will read to you from a promotional press release that WLS sent out.
Oh, good.
It says here that WLS is presenting a Memorial Day spectacular. It's the Big 89 Rewind. As any Midwesterner knows, the station that Chicagoland grew up with has grown up with them. WLS has evolved into an industry-leading news talk legend. And now, for one day only, listeners can relive a day-long flashback to the era when WLS was Mid-America's top 40 powerhouse.
Oh, gee, wow.
Featuring some of the biggest names in the business, including Larry Lujack. Well, now, right there, that's a phony deal, Tommy, because I've seen on the internet many times in many places, that guy's dead.
Oh, yeah, I heard that.
Must be true if it's on the internet.
This must be a tape you're listening to.
I remember that guy, though. He was incredible. Yeah. And Tommy Edwards, who's here with us this morning. Are you still in showbiz? I haven't talked to you.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, I do a thing on FM now. No static over there. You know, you go through under power lines, you can still hear the radio.
Yeah.
You know, not like on AM where it's...
So, specifically, what's your... are you in management?
No, I used to be, but they got serious. You know, that was for a while. As a matter of fact, I was down in the Southwest, the Great Southwest, around Albuquerque. But let's not go in too deeply in that.
No.
But no, I'm doing mornings at an FM station here in Chicago, 100.3 Love FM.
So what kind of show you got? Do you play a lot of throbbing gristle records?
No.
Like Love Comes in Spurts?
No, it's classic dance, disco, and Motown.
Oh.
So
oh.
It's a lot of stuff that gets you up and moving, you know.
Yeah.
Makes you feel good.
Yeah. And
what are you doing nowadays?
I'm selling urinal cakes door-to-door, Tommy.
Yeah. I knew that you had the Southwestern market for that, and you're providing a very important public service.
Sure.
Those things are necessary.
So anyway, we're on until 9, and then it's Fred Winslow.
Who? Fred Winslow. No, Winston. Fred Winston.
I never can remember that guy's last name. You know, he said he was going to come in early today. I hope he does, because I got some really good news for him.
Oh, good.
Then after him, it's John Records Landecker.
Oh, geez.
And, you know, Records truly is his middle name, Tommy.
Wow.
As he used to remind us every 15 seconds on the air, as if anybody gave a rat's buttock region what his middle name was. And then we've got, after that, Jeff Davis.
Oh, yeah.
Used to be on at Nights here.
Oh, yeah.
He's big time in Hollywood now.
Oh, boy, I guess. He lives right under the Hollywood sign.
I know. Got a house right under that big Hollywood sign. He does a lot of commercials and voiceover stuff. And then after that, it's Chris Schiebel. Sheebs.
The Sheebster, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And the unforgettable. The unforgettable Tom Kent, or... as he is better known, Truckin' Tom
Smokin'
Kent.
Yeah.
Who can forget him?
That's right.
And there's more, Tommy, according to this press release. We've got some legendary Chicago newscasters. Linda Marshall.
Oh.
She's here this morning.
Looking hot.
You know what? I had not seen her. Well, I saw her a couple of years ago at that Hall of Fame induction deal.
Yeah.
But previous to that, I had not seen her for, I don't know, Lynn, what's it been, 20, 25 years? Jeez, I don't know.
50? I don't know.
But, Tommy, I was amazed, and I know you'll agree with this. I was stunned to see that she did not look a day older.
That's true. Yeah.
I mean, she is still smoking hot. Smoking hot.
Try to calm down just a little bit.
And we've got Lyle Dean, has a voice deeper than God.
Yeah.
And Catherine Johns, with a voice deeper than Lyle Dean. And Gil Gross used to work here.
He's famous.
He's big time now doing ABC News in New York.
It seems like all these people are much more successful than what we've been doing. Well, you with your urinal cakes. I mean, you used to be somebody, right?
I know. It's very sad, isn't it?
Yeah.
And, of course, last but certainly not least, our city's foremost premier sports guy, the incomparable Les Grobstein.
Oh, my gosh.
He's the grobber.
Yeah.
Is he here yet?
I haven't seen him yet.
I think he's supposed to be here now, isn't he?
Well, this is kind of typical. I'll never forget. Remember that big 89 basketball game
where
Les went to the floor, the crowd just kind of cheered that he went down, and then he flipped the bird to the entire Oh, it was memorable.
Yeah, he's unforgettable.
Great ambassador of the station.
Unforgettable, that's what he is. And along with that, some of the people who have passed on to that big rock and roll thing in the sky... Gary Gears. In fact, I think we got a tape of him coming up here pretty soon. He was the big shifter, Tommy.
Oh, jeez. He was good. Wearing his sweatpants. Remember, he always wore those same gray sweatpants every day.
Really a nice dresser.
Uh-huh.
Very fashionable. And also Yvonne Daniels, who also passed away. And people, honest to God, get ready to be pleasured as you have never been pleasured before, and we mean that in every conceivable sense of...
Or just doze off and go back to sleep.
You know, I'm thinking this whole thing today could be just a raggedy-ass technical glitch train wreck. And I think after the end of the day, after this Memorial Day spectacular, you'll better understand why the station switched to a news talk format. All right, so let's get moving here.
Okay.
What time is it,
Tommy? It's 6:08.
Larry Blue-Jack, Tommy Edwards, WLS.
Music Radio, WLS. It's the Steve Biller Band. Take the money and run. Good morning, everybody. 10 minutes after 6. Tommy Edwards and Larry Luchak here on WLS on the Big 89 Rewind. And we're going to hear from WLS veteran Gary Gears along with some Fleetwood Mac coming up here in just a second. The Big 89 Rewind continues on Music Radio, WLS.
Thanks for joining WLS for the Big 89 Rewind all day today. If you grew up with music radio, but maybe haven't tuned in much lately, we'd like to welcome you back and tell you a little bit about who we are and what we do today as Chicago's talk station.
Welcome to FOWLS.
Owls? Is this a bird watchers club?
Friends of WLS.
And you meet in a giant radio?
Where else?
Wow, this is one huge radio.
Ow. Hey, watch out for those transistors. And wires.
And what's with the conga line?
Oh,
that's the party line.
Be a party to great conversation on Chicago's talk station, 890 AM.
WLS.
Conga!
If I wanna be the boss.
With WLS Traffic, I'm Wendy Snyder.
WLS, saluting the people who help make the Big 89 even bigger. Gary Gears.
Get on a Sally and ride. Wilson Pickett. 209 at WLS with Gary Gears on an April Fool morning. Concerned with today's problem of mass transit, Brad Baruch College in New York has decided to do something about it. It seems they now have a doctor of transportation. That's funny. Who guides the students in the ups and downs of college life. He is Anthony J. Ermilio. The school's elevator operator, who was awarded an honorary degree yesterday. It seems in his 23 years of service, he has compiled a perfect record in never having forgotten the route. Good going, boy.
Now, the Big 89 Rewind continues with...
Oh, man, I remember Gary Gers so well. He has such an incredible voice, didn't he?
Yeah. You know, back on this Larry Lujack is dead thing on the Internet, you know, Tommy, as you know, broadcasting has changed a lot in the last 30 years. Big time changes. Mm-hmm. And most radio stations no longer care about entertaining a listening audience. They're pretty much all they're concerned about is the bottom line, you know, profits.
Yeah, Wall Street stuff.
And that's why a lot of stations have dead people on them. You don't have to pay them.
That's true,
Very cost effective. I mean, you travel around the country listening to oldie stations. What do you hear? Wolfman Jack.
Yeah.
Guy's been dead for years.
Yeah. So, do you remember the time when you were ready to sell that house in, where was it, Palatine?
Yeah.
And some real estate agent was coming up the stairs with a client saying, you know who used to live here? Larry Lujack before he died.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, you're sitting in the office.
Yeah. And like I told Tommy, what I should have done, I'm sitting upstairs and they didn't even know I was in the house. And this real estate guy comes up the stairs with a potential buyer. And I hear this. Larry Lujack used to live here before he died. And if I would have been thinking fast enough, you know, I would have immediately ran out into the hallway and spread-eagled myself on the floor with my tongue hanging out and my...
there he is.
Yeah.
The wife just can't bring herself to get rid of the body. You know, just wants to keep him around.
Yeah, Wolfman Jack, though, back in the 70s when... remember that NBC Midnight Special thing they had on TV?
Yeah.
And this is my favorite Wolfman Jack story. They were taping a show at U of I Circle Campus one night, and Wolfman was there because, of course, he was the host. And he comes up to me, and the very first words out of his mouth were not, you know, like something like, "Hey, Larry, how's it going?" or "How's it hanging?" Yeah. No, the first words out of Wolfman's mouth, and this is a verbatim quote. "Hey, Larry, you got any good weed?" No, Wolfie, and if I had any, I wouldn't be sharing it with you anyway.
All right, 18 after 6. Morning, everybody. 312-591-8900 is a phone number here to the studio. The WLS Music Radio Rewind. Music Radio and the Big 89 Rewind. Tommy Edwards, Larry Lujack here in your morning. Coming up before 7, we're going to hear proof that J.J. Jeffery was much more comfortable with rock and roll than he was with the classical music. Linda Marshall has some headlines here in a second, along with traffic, weather, and Les Grobstein on sports coming up here at the Big 89 Rewind. We also have an email address for those of you listening online. You want to get a hold of us. It's WLSRewind@AOL.com. WLSRewind@AOL.com. It's 6:22.
Oh, what's that list you're making, honey?
Weber and WLS want to give you a chance to win one of America's best-loved grills, a Weber grill. Go to WLSAM.com and click on Contests.
Animal stories coming up probably after the next song here at WLS on the Big 89 Rewind. Now, with WLS News, here's Linda Marshall.
Rain possible today. Topping our news at this hour, it's Memorial Day, the day the nation stops to remember and honor those who lost their lives fighting for our country. ABC's Vic Ratner has more from Washington.
With over 3,000 dead in the Iraq War, Memorial Day is an even more somber occasion. As Americans join veterans in parades in towns large and small, President Bush will lead the nation in mourning, laying a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknowns at Arlington Cemetery. Originally called Decoration Day, to decorate the graves of those who died in war, Memorial Day was first officially proclaimed in 1868. Vic Ratner, ABC News, Washington.
Police in Spain have arrested 14 people on charges of recruiting volunteers for terror training in Iraq and Afghanistan. Most of the suspects were arrested in Barcelona. More arrests are possible. Bond has been set at $100,000 for a Chicago police officer who's charged with beating a 15-year-old. Officer Robert Gallegos, who's been relieved of his police powers, was off duty when the alleged attack took place. The boy's family says it all stemmed from a fight the teenager had with the officer's son last week.
It's pretty clear what happened here, and you know, and what happened here was that someone decided to take the law into their own hands. You know, a grown adult attacked a young man of 15 years.
Prosecutors say another man took part in the attack, but they have not identified him. WLS News Time, 6:26. Now, WLS Sports with Les Grobstein.
And Linda, last night, actually yesterday afternoon, Tampa Bay earned a split in their abbreviated two-game set with the White Sox by beating up on the Sox bullpen en route to an 11-5 rout. Javi Vasquez took the loss. Sox begin a road trip tonight in Minnesota. Tough assignment. It'll be Jose Contreras facing the Twins, Johan Santana. Sox have optioned Andrew Sisco to Charlotte. They have signed Craig Wilson. Of course, Pablo Ozuna broke his foot yesterday.
His foot. Pablo Ozuna broke his foot. Blair.
You know, Tommy? You know, I find it's strangely comforting that in an ever-changing universe, there are still a few constants in life that you can count on, and one of those constants is that Les will always be an absolute idiot.
Lair, that's the nicest thing you've ever said about me.
Sure, okay, continue if
you
can.
Back to you, Les.
Yeah.
And it's possible Roger Clemens will make his Pinstripes debut right here on the South Side next week against the White Sox. Dodgers took the rubber match from the Cubs 2-1 in 11 innings thanks to that stinking, miserable, awful bullpen.
Oh, jeez. Here we go.
Les, when we want editorial comment, we'll tell you. Otherwise, just stick to the script.
At least I'm not saying job by the Zebras. Carlos Marmol hit former Cub Juan Pierre with a bases loaded to force in the winning run after Angel Guzman. Angel, my foot, it was more like Diablo, walked in a pair to start the inning. Well, you know how the rest goes. Derek Lee drove in the only Cub run. Andre Ethier homered, wanting the Cub fans to have ether. First place in slumping Brewers blanked by the Padres, 3-0 behind Mr. Peavy. Barry Bonds hit number 646 in the Giants' 4-2 loss to the Astros, leaving him 9 short of Hank Aaron's 755. Game 4 of the NBA Eastern Conference Finals. Cavs get on the board as they beat Detroit 88-82. LeBron James hit the dagger. The West resumes tonight in Salt Lake with Jerry Sloan's Jazz down 2-1 against the favorite Spurs. One-time Bull Howard Porter passed away at age 58 in Minneapolis, the result of a severe beating he suffered last week. He joined the Bulls back in 1971. Congratulations to Northwestern's women's lacrosse team, winning their third consecutive national title by holding off Virginia 15-13. Both DePaul and Northwestern's women's softball teams in the College World Series, and Dino Franchitti wins the Rain Short and Indy 500. Never thought I'd say this again, but Les Grobstein, WLS Sports.
Now a check on traffic. Here's Wendy Snyder.
Good morning. It's a pretty quiet morning out there. No problems to report on the expressways or tollways on the Mag Mile. North Michigan Avenue at East Pearson Street. Traffic lights are flashing red in all directions. Be on the lookout for that. Today is a parking meter holiday. That's a bonus if you're working downtown. And CTA, Metra, Pace, all running on their holiday schedules. This report brought to you by the Museum of Science and Industry. Play the role of crime scene investigator in CSI The Experience, an interactive exhibit related to the hit CBS television show. Log on to msichicago.org to purchase tickets. With WLS Traffic, I'm Wendy Snyder.
Just ahead of more Big 89 Rewind with Larry Lujack and Tommy Edwards, WLS Weather sponsored in part by SealMax. Today, mostly cloudy with scattered showers this morning, a chance of thunderstorms in the afternoon, high 78. Tonight, mostly cloudy, low 62. Tomorrow, partly sunny, evening showers possible, high 88. Wednesday, rain likely, high 85. Current temperatures, north 54, south 55, west 49, and we have 63 along Chicago's lakefront. I'm Linda Marshall on WLS.
And it's the big frickin' 89 rewind.
Wait a minute. Why did you say that?
I like this one.
What's the name of it?
I Can't remember, Tommy.
Robert Palmer, It's Addicted to Love on WLS. WLS Music Radio and the Big 89 Rewind. It's Robert Palmer and Addicted to Love. Tommy Edwards and Larry Lujack here in the morning. It's 6:34.
You know, that guy made the best music videos in the history of rock and roll. You know, those skanks weren't wearing bras, Tommy.
They weren't.
And I don't think they were wearing panties either.
Oh, my gosh. I don't remember that. Those guys, yeah, great music. The late Robert Palmer, as a matter of fact. Hey, we've got a couple of telephone calls. Why don't we take a quickie and see what's going on? It's John. Where are you calling from, John?
Hinckley, Illinois.
All right.
I'm going to let Uncle Larry know that he sounds pretty good for a dead guy.
Thank you. It's a tape. It's a tape.
It's actually a tape,
I just wanted to say thanks for all the years, and I'm going to be glued to the radio till 9 a.m. for sure.
Oh, good. Right. Good. Well, we've got thanks. Thanks for calling, John. We've got animal stories coming up. Well, I guess we can do that right now.
Hey, here we are again, the Animal Stories News Team Anchor Men. Here's me, your charming and delightful Uncle Lair, and there's him.
Hi.
Hello.
Little snot nose Tommy. Hi, Tommy.
Hey, hi. Hi, Uncle Lair. Hi, everybody.
Timing might have been a little off there.
Just a little, yeah. Nobody noticed. Nobody, just keep going.
Rather than go to any actual work to do this morning, we just decided to play a cut off one of our albums or CDs. We how many of those things have we got now, Tommy?
Five. And five volumes.
I think all five volumes won Grammys, didn't they?
They were nominated. We didn't get many votes. Volume four, one of the memorable cuts from volume four, and here we go.
Okay, I'm going to read this just the way he sent this, and obviously, William, you were paying absolutely no attention at all in junior high English class when they were trying to teach you about proper sentence structure. Hey, guys, I have a story that I thought would be good for you to hear. It happened to a friend of mine and his wife. We all go to a cottage at Bass Lake, Indiana for the weekends in the summer for a getaway. One night was a little bit different. Everyone was turning in for the night after a long day on the water. About 1 o'clock in the morning, my buddy's wife woke up because she felt something laying on her legs in bed.
Oh, gee.
When she looked, a possum had decided to crawl in bed with them. When she saw that, she woke everybody up with her scream. My buddy fell out of bed as she told him what was in bed with them. So while in his underwear, he grabbed the first thing he could find to try to kill it. It was an 8-iron. He was swinging the club at it in the dark, in which he broke a few things and put a hole in the wall. Ah, you people. He finally got it about 10 minutes later as it was crawling through a hole in the closet floor. The next day comes and it was the talk of the day. Then we said, what if there are more under the house? So we put tuna and rat poison mixed under the house. It appeared that there were more and we got them, but unfortunately we also poisoned the neighbor's cat. And it died. We never told the neighbor what happened to the cat, so they thought the cat got hit by a car because they found it in the street, so they thought. I hope this doesn't bore you, but we all thought it was worth telling. Hey, there's a couple things wrong. Well, there's more than a couple things wrong with this. One is the sentence structure. Come on. The other thing is your buddy. He's got some problems. For one thing, his wife would seem to be kind of overly wimpy just because she's got a possum crawling up her between her legs. She starts screaming. She whiz. And any golfer will tell you that was poor club selection. I mean, shot like that, you want to pull your sand wedge out of the bag because there's, you know, more club face area when it comes in contact with the possum's head.
All right. There you go.
Just timeless slop, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, Tommy, we get so many calls and emails wondering, people wondering, as gifts for loved ones. And, Father's Day is coming up.
Oh, yeah. Wedding anniversaries and graduation.
Any gift occasion where, a lot of times, you got to get somebody a present for some occasion, but you really don't like the person that much, and you don't want to spend a lot of money. How do people, where is it that they get these stupid CDs?
Well, they're online. You go on the internet, you go to animalstoriescd.com. That's it.
Okay. Oh.
It's got all of them there, all volumes, five of them.
Yeah. And each one is dumber than the one before.
Yep. It's right. It's 640.
Music Radio WLS.
Here he is, fellas, Mr. Bermuda.
2007 PGA Grand Slam of Golf.
The Big 89 Rewind on WLS. Brought to you in part by Midas. Be prepared for the hot days of summer. Midas can inspect your car's air conditioning system and make repairs if necessary. For brakes, oil changes, tires, and air conditioning, trust the Midas touch.
Come on, honey, let's do it. Let's take a trip to Hawaii, just you and me.
Or log on to dcpreserve.com.
WLS, commercial flashback. Do you remember this?
Ravinia presents the finest in classical music. Under the stars on Chicago's North Shore. Saturday night, Henry Lewis conducts the Chicago Symphony Orchestra in a program featuring the works of Berlioz. The Roman Carnival Overture will be featured along with Jesse Norman, soprano soloist. Next Thursday, August 14th, the preeminent Russian artist Vislav Rostropovich makes his festival debut as conductor with the Chicago Symphony.
Quality.
That's back in the old days. We were using some of that tape, and it's like the 20th generation of that thing, too. So.
Yeah, it sounded like he had a pillow over there. What's he doing these days?
He owns radio stations. He's another one of the guys that have gone on to much bigger things than what we've done. But he owns radio stations back on the East Coast up in the New England area, I think.
Yeah, well, on the subject of dead disc jockeys, now there's one, given the lifestyle that J.J. Jeffrey leads, he should be dead, but he's not. I don't know how that works out. All right, it's 6:46.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, listen now as the big-time rock and roll disc jockey talks right up to the vocal.
Yeah, don't blow this.
Which is what us real pros can do. I look at the sheet. I see I got 13 seconds before they start singing, so...
Music Radio and the Big 89 Rewind. Hey, do we still have the touch tone? Is that something that we have? We think we have the touch tone. You wanted to give away a prize here, but we got to do it the old-fashioned way of doing the old touch tone. WLS Music Radio with your chance to win the Big 89 Rewind prize pack.
That
That sounds exciting, Tommy. What does the prize pack consist of?
Well,
huh?
It's got one of these very attractive commemorative T-shirts, full-color rewind mini poster, and was this got Marshall on the poster, do you know? That'd be cool. And a copy of the WLS Lost 60 CD featuring such greats as Clark Weber, Gene Taylor, and Dick Biondi. You'd be the ninth caller at 591-8900 when you heard that touch tone, and that was just a second ago. And you can win from WLS. It's 651.
What's the total retail value of
well, let's see. You got the 15. I'd say about $20.
Okay. Hey, I got a question for the grobber.
Oh, yeah, he's here.
Speak, Uncle Lair.
Les, you know, as you know, I have not seen nor talked to you in the last 20 years since I left WLS in 1987 under very mysterious circumstances.
Very mysterious. I think we last talked in 91 on the phone.
Oh.
You haven't seen me since 87.
Well, okay. Odd that you should mention that year because that is what my question is about. Okay. It was a September night in 1991. It was a dark and stormy night in the big city.
Jeez.
Thunder rolled. Oh, come on. I'm trying
all
to
right,
do a,
all right.
I'm telling a story here.
Yeah, all right.
Thunder rolled and lightning bolts flashed in the sky. As damn, that was good, Michael. This guy knows what
I
he's
know.
Doing.
Yeah, I know.
Yes, let's see. And lightning bolts flashed in the sky as the charming and delightful Larry Lujack lay near death.
What?
In the intensive care unit at Northwest Hospital in Arlington Heights after suffering a massive heart attack that would have killed a lesser man. but we're talking the heart of a champion here, Tommy. And as he lay there, near death.
Yeah.
Skilled surgeons prepared to go into his chest with a chainsaw for a triple bypass. I think it was a Toro. Now, obviously, at this time, you know, I'm in a coma. I'm not listening to the radio. But I heard afterwards, and this is the question, Les, I heard people told me that you went on the air the next morning with Donna Roma and said something like, "Hey, you guys hear what happened to Lujack last night? He had the big grabber." Is that how you described it, Les?
Absolutely false. Absolutely false. Never happened. And you know my memory.
Yeah.
No.
Well, that's what people told me and people I trust.
People love to embellish things, especially when it comes to me.
I thought, considering the circumstances, that at that time it was unknown whether I would live or die. And I just thought that description might be somewhat lacking in sensitivity.
I wasn't even on the air with Don and Roman in those days. I wasn't working at this radio station that year.
Oh.
I was over at the Loop by that time.
Oh.
So that automatically kills that because that year I was not working here.
All right.
Yeah,
my last
go.
Year on the air here
oh,
was
shut up,
December
Les.
28 of 89.
All right.
You know,
all right.
When I think Catherine Johns is coming in later this morning, and, you know, she's working for some hypnosis outfit now or something.
Yes,
maybe,
she is.
Maybe we can have her put Les to sleep.
Hey, she's been trying to do that for 25 years.
Les. We have a winner of the very cool Big 89 Rewind prize pack, Lair. The shirt, the full-color Rewind mini poster. And
why do you keep saying Rewind?
Rewind, because I can't say it the other way. Just, thank you for pointing that out to everybody.
Sure.
Terry Tiernan of Portage, Indiana was our ninth caller. Nice going, Terry. We'll be right back at 6:55.
It's easy to find carpet with the look and feel you want.
Your number one for classic radio listening, airchecks.com.